Here is the 4 p.m. climate summary for Grove, Oklahoma. The low temperature today was 56 degrees. The high temperature today was 62 degrees. No precipitation has been recorded today. Sunset this evening occurs at 6:14 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow is at 6:47 a.m. Sunset tomorrow evening will be at 6:15 p.m. The forecast for the Grand Lake area and much of far northeast Oklahoma. Rest of tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 40s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy with showers with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain 90%. Thursday night, rain with a chance of thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall. Breezy with lows in the mid-30s. Northeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Chance of rain near 100%. Friday, mostly cloudy. Rain likely, a slight chance of thunderstorms and snow in the morning. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall in the morning. Little or no snow accumulation. Breezy and much cooler with highs in the upper 40s. Northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 70%. Friday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-30s. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast after midnight. Saturday, sunny. Not as cool with highs around 60. Saturday night, mostly clear. Lows around 40. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the mid-60s. Sunday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Not as cool with lows in the lower 50s. Monday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 70s. Monday night, mostly cloudy. Lows around 50. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Cooler with highs in the lower 60s. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Lows in the lower 40s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-50s. Flood watch remains in effect from Thursday evening through Friday morning. What? Flooding caused by excessive rainfall continues to be possible. Where? Portions of south central and southwest Missouri, including the following counties, in south central Missouri, Howell, Oregon, Shannon, and Texas. In southwest Missouri, Barry, Christian, Douglas, McDonald, Ozark, Stone, Taney, Webster, and Wright. When? From Thursday evening through Friday morning. Impacts. Excessive runoff may result in flooding of rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations. Low water crossings may be flooded. Additional details, a round of moderate to heavy rainfall will likely produce 2 to 3 inches of rainfall. This amount of rainfall may cause flooding of low water crossings, creeks and streams. Additional changes to rainfall forecasts will occur, therefore remain weather aware for changes to the flood watch area. http://www.weather.gov/safety/flood. You should monitor later forecasts and be alert for possible flood warnings. Those living in areas prone to flooding should be prepared to take action should flooding develop. Repeating, a flood watch remains in effect from 6 p.m. Central Standard Time Thursday until noon Central Standard Time Friday for the following counties in Missouri, Barry and McDonald. And now the hazardous weather outlook. Issued at 4:58 p.m. Central Standard Time. Heavy rain and severe thunderstorms likely Thursday. This outlook is for northwest and west central Arkansas as well as much of eastern Oklahoma. For late afternoon and tonight, tornado. Risk limited. Area far southeast Oklahoma. Onset ongoing. Severe thunderstorm. Risk elevated. Area far southeast Oklahoma and west central Arkansas. Onset ongoing. Discussion: showers and thunderstorms remained ongoing late afternoon across parts of far southeast Oklahoma along and south of a weak cold front moving through the region. This activity will continue to be possible over mainly far southeast Oklahoma and also west central Arkansas into the evening hours. A few thunderstorms may be severe, with large hail, possibly to the size of golf balls, being the primary threat. The threat for damaging wind gusts and a tornado were to also exist, although the greater threat for tornadoes is just to the south and east of the area. The late afternoon activity is expected to diminish during the evening, but additional thunderstorms may develop after midnight, focused again across southeast Oklahoma. Spotter and Emergency Management Action Statement: activation of the regional spotter network likely. And now the extended outlook for the period Thursday through Tuesday. Thursday, severe thunderstorm potential, high wind potential, heavy rain potential. Friday, thunderstorm potential, high wind potential. Saturday, no hazards. Sunday and Monday, high wind potential. Tuesday, no hazards. Extended discussion: a significant threat of both heavy rainfall and severe weather is expected Thursday afternoon and evening. All modes of severe weather will be possible across southeast Oklahoma and possibly west central Arkansas, with potential for higher and severe weather near and south of a warm front which is expected to lift into southeast Oklahoma by late afternoon. Widespread heavy rainfall will also be possible from Thursday afternoon into early Friday morning, with a threat of flash flooding over much of western Arkansas and southeast and east central Oklahoma. Minor flooding is also forecast for the Illinois and Powder River basins as a result of the expected heavy rainfall. Gusty northwest winds will occur behind the system Friday. There is a slight chance of rain turning to snow for parts of far northeast Oklahoma early Friday morning, but no impacts are expected at this time. Emergency Management Planning Statement: continue to monitor the latest forecasts for Thursday afternoon into Friday morning. Emergency managers and first responders may need to respond to issues that arise from the flooding and severe weather in their respective jurisdictions. Weather.gov/Tulsa contains additional information. In cooperation with Grand Telephone Company, this is NOAA Weather Radio Station WWH38 in Grove, Oklahoma. These broadcasts originate from the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Transmitting facilities are located in northeast Oklahoma and serve Grove and the Grand Lake area. The following is a summary of watches, warnings, and advisories in effect. The Grand Lake area and much of far northeast Oklahoma. A river flood warning remains in effect from 11:52 a.m. Central Standard Time Friday until 2:05 p.m. Central Standard Time Saturday for the following county: Delaware, Oklahoma. A river flood warning remains in effect from 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Friday until 9:25 p.m. Central Standard Time Saturday for the following county: Delaware, Oklahoma. A flood watch remains in effect from 6 p.m. Central Standard Time Thursday until 12 p.m. Central Standard Time Friday for the following counties: in Missouri, Barry and McDonald. A flood watch remains in effect from noon Central Standard Time Thursday until noon Central Standard Time Friday for the following county: Benton, Arkansas, and Delaware, Oklahoma. Flood watch remains in effect from Thursday afternoon through Friday morning. What? Flooding caused by excessive rainfall continues to be possible. Where? Portions of Arkansas and Oklahoma, including the following counties: in Arkansas, Benton, Carroll, Crawford, Franklin, Madison, Sebastian, and Washington are. In Oklahoma, Adair, Cherokee, Choctaw, Delaware, Haskell, Latimer, LaFleur, McIntosh, Muskogee, Pittsburgh, Pushmataha, and Sequoia. When? From Thursday afternoon through Friday morning. Impacts: Excessive runoff may result in flooding of rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations. Creeks and streams may rise out of their banks. Low water crossings may be flooded. Additional details, heavy rainfall amounts of 2 to 3 inches are expected in much of the watch area, with amounts up to 4 inches possible. http://www.weather.gov/safety/flood. You should monitor later forecasts and be alert for possible flood warnings. Those living in areas prone to flooding should be prepared to take action should flooding develop. Repeating, a flood watch remains in effect from noon Central Standard Time Thursday until noon Central Standard Time Friday for the following counties: in Oklahoma, Adair, Cherokee, Choctaw, Delaware, Haskell, Latimer, LaFleur, McIntosh, Muskogee, Pittsburgh, Pushmataha, and Sequoia, and the following counties: in Arkansas, Benton, Carroll, Crawford, Franklin, Madison, Sebastian, and Washington. The current time is 10:07 p.m. Central Standard Time. At 10 p.m., at the Joplin Regional Airport, it was mostly cloudy. The temperature was 48, dew point 29, relative humidity 47%. The wind was northeast at 5, the pressure was 29.85 inches and rising. In Springfield, it was mostly cloudy with a temperature of 44. The wind was north at 5. In Kansas City, it was clear with a temperature of 43. The wind was north at 14. In Wichita, it was clear with a temperature of 47. The wind was northeast at 9. In Chanute, it was clear with a temperature of 46. The wind was north at 5. Elsewhere around the region this hour, in Tulsa, it was partly cloudy with a temperature of 51. At Oklahoma City Will Rogers Airport, it was partly cloudy with a temperature of 50. In Bartlesville, it was clear with a temperature of 37. In Fayetteville, it was cloudy with a temperature of 54. And in Fort Smith, it was cloudy with a temperature of 59. Once again, at Tulsa, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 51. At Joplin, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 48. At Fayetteville, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 54.